Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello and welcome back to the Canceled Podcast.
She stole my look.
She stole my look. Wait, honestly, we are matching right now. For all the visual listeners out there, we are wearing our new merch. I love it so much.
It's so good.
It's my favorite thing we've ever made.
I was going to say that.
It really is. And I came up today, y'all. Let me tell you that much. My favorite thing, you guys know, Brooke has a problem with ordering two things.
Oh. Well, but this sounds like a really, really stupid problem to have. This time it like wasn't an accident. I've done it a few times where I order something and then I think about it again later and I'm like, oh my God, I wish I had this thing. And it's like, I had already ordered it. That was not what happened here. What happened here was I wanted these glasses so bad and they were sold out everywhere. Kylie wore them. So obviously I had to have them. I want everything Kylie has.
I love glasses. They make me just look and feel like so much less of a stupid bitch.
Right. I feel so like, I just love them. And so I wanted them really badly and they were sold out everywhere except for this one website. Okay, so I ordered them from this website and then all of a sudden it says ships in like 14 weeks and I was like, well, that's not gonna work. So I ordered them again from a different website because I was like, I know I need them. And then I was like, sometime between like now and 14 weeks from now, I'm gonna figure out how to cancel that order.
And then they both came
in the exact same on the exact same day.
Oh, wow. But then I got a new pair of Miu Miu glasses, and I love that BB doesn't wear glasses because that's the only reason
BB's
I got them.
BB's little face is so small. She wore these glasses, her whole face would tip over. In one frame. Yeah.
She would literally tip over.
Yeah, I got a big head.
Oh, my God, you guys. I am like so dead.
Yeah, it's should we talk insane. About where we just came from?
We just came from the Canceled Podcast International Tour photo shoot.
That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. But this is, we outdid ourselves, okay?
I'm so excited to see them. It was so fabulous. I felt like a little kid.
The natural progression is so funny. We started with the cow, then the car, then the camper, and then obviously we're going international. So today we did a plane, and it was... The place we went to was like the coolest place I've ever been.
It was. It felt like, first of all, we were in like essentially like a hangar, but it was really like a soundstage, like a big soundstage.
Yeah.
And there was every different kind of plane set. So the inside of a plane, a cockpit, like a full jet setup, a little tiny plane.
Yeah. And like a whole TSA setup. And it like actually looked like it was a real plane and like the real TSA stuff. I guess I just always assumed in movies that they like borrowed, you know, London Heathrow Airport. Like, I don't know why in my head when all of those things are shot, it's like a real plane. So like being there, I was like, oh shit.
That's really funny that you thought they really did that at the airport.
Yeah, like, have you seen that movie that just came out on Netflix, like Carry On? Like,
no,
they had to
everyone told me not to watch it because it's like scary, right?
It definitely puts some thoughts in your head that might not be there previously, you know, about people in airports and crazy shit. But I just like assumed they had to have like booked LAX on Pier Space for the hour. Like, I didn't know they like that the sets could be that accurate.
No.
And it was everything. The photos are going to be everything. I'm just, my shirt says yep for a reason. I think every time we have a photo shoot, especially when it's me and you, I realize how much you're like just made for this shit. And I like, well, also today, like nothing was fitting me and shit. Like just little shit like that will like send me.
No, I was thinking about it. Like, honest to God, I have days where like just at one tiny, the smallest thing can go wrong. And after that, the sky is literally falling.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it was just one of those days, but I happen to wake up literally right on the right side of the bed.
And so, I don't know if it's like some Megan Fox energy shit, but this frequently happens to the two of us. It's like, obviously there are days where we're either both in a bad mood or both in a good mood, but like one of us will be elated to be doing something and then the other one is like, oh my God, take me out now. And today I was the take me out now, unfortunately.
I just felt like such a little kid. It felt like we were in the mall overnight. Like, that's yes. What I felt like, because it was like we were not supposed to be here. We're the only ones here, even though it was like literally not a real airport. But
it really felt like one, honestly. It was so cool. And we were like fucking sending ourselves through the TSA conveyor belts and shit. Like, it was cool to like... Because obviously you know that in my dream world, I am able to break all of the rules at the airport all the time.
Vape on a plane.
Yeah, so to be able to be vaping on a plane, but it's like encouraged almost, you know, being barefoot, all of it just running through. It was like, It was awesome. And I'm excited for the photos. I really am.
I am too. And the good news for you is that even when you have a bad day, you might still get a good photo. Yeah. Whereas when I have a bad day on a photo shoot, maybe we're in the middle of the desert and there's no bathroom and I'm shitting myself and there's no good photos. So we choose a photo of me eating a hot dog and it is on every billboard in town.
I think it is so funny that the billboard photo was us just like so far away. Like it could, we could have had stand-ins. And like, I didn't think about it when choosing the photo, because like on a phone, it was like a sick photo to me. But like,
you didn't think about the fact that that was like
gonna be super sized,
especially because we do so many comedy clubs. Like, imagine your favorite comedian, like, except their whole photo is just an RV.
Yeah, like the RV, it was literally a photo of an RV, like, and then just a brunette and a blonde. It literally, we could have had stand-ins. So I'm excited for these new photos. All day too, I was just like, why am I dead? And then I thought about my past 5 days and it's like,
oh yeah, you had a kickback yesterday.
Yeah, I put having a kickback on my close friends and Brooke was like, Dana.
Having a kickback? Like, who are you?
Because if I put having a party even on my close friends, people start sending out my address like it's like just for everyone. So I tried to like use different verbiage.
What about soiree?
Even soiree sounds too
hootie.
And you know what's crazy is I only invited 30 people yesterday. Like I invited the people that I really love. And like, especially in getting sober, it's like I don't have like the desire to have a rager. I just want people that I like absolutely love, the nearest and dearest people to my heart. And then today we're looking at the security camera footage and people were peeing in people's mouths. Someone peed in someone's mouth. I invited the 30 people closest to me.
I need more information.
I don't even know.
Who peed in whose mouth?
I'm obviously not going to say it on camera.
Give me names.
And I understand why you would want names. And here's what I'm going to say. It wasn't someone I directly invited. It was I invited someone and then they brought
you
someone.
You had a plus one peeing in someone's mouth?
At my new home and I'm sober. Like, it's like, I could do everything right. I invited the fucking 30 people closest to me. And then, like, someone was peeing in someone's mouth in my backyard on tape.
Okay, well, then the main invite gets uninvited.
But I love that person.
Well, and then that's just you have the piss
that's
in the mouth
house.
That's
just the way life goes.
Okay, who was it?
No, it was brutal. I invited
Well, duh, of course plus one pissing in someone's mouth.
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's just enough said, you know what I mean? But like,
who would you let pee in your mouth? Oh, Makoa, of course.
I mean, it's actually funny because we got word of it last night, right? And I already know that
there was chatter.
Yes, there was chatter about the mouth peeing. It was one of Makoa's friends too, which is really funny that like I invite Makoa's friends who obviously like maybe have never come to a party at my house. And they're like, hey, I think someone just peed in someone's mouth. And then I had to be like, yeah, those people are like known for that. I think they think they're giving jackass.
Yeah, but you can't be giving jackass without a camera because then you're just doing math.
Like, no, and then they were like running to the pool and washing their face. Like it was like a real thing. And I'm just so fucking sad about it.
Like, well, it sounds like it was a blast.
I mean, I had a great, great time. Literally the only person missing was you. I was like, everyone I love is in this house.
I know, I felt really bad. Yeah. I was on my way home from Cabo. Otherwise, like I tried to switch my flight, but you know, there's only like two flights from Cabo to LA.
Yes, and I've missed them so many times.
It's like really actually insane. And then I'm in Cabo and since there's only one flight, there's like everyone I know is there. Like,
yes.
My agents were there. Like, yeah. Friends I haven't seen in years were there. I was like, wow.
It is wild. The Cabo airport is so fucking lawless too, which I love. Like, even just like, I'm trying to think, one of the last times I went to Cabo, I go through the security to walk out and they're like, oh, you have a vape in your bag. Like, you can't have a vape. And then they like completely like act like they're arresting me. And it's just like this whole fucking thing. And I'm like so scared. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I didn't know I couldn't have my vapes. Like, this is fine around my parts. And then they're like, yeah, just give us $500. And like, what are you going to do? It's TSA. Like, you can't. So then I was bartering with them and they were like, oh, we'll take $300. And I was like, this shit is lawless.
I live like, for that though. That's my favorite shopping mall too, is the Cabo airport. I'm like, the things you can buy there, you just don't even understand.
They have great jewelry. It is a really.
Such great jewelry, such good candy, like food, everything.
Uh-huh. Although an STK, like a whole ass 5-star restaurant.
They have an STK. They have Mexican Cheetos everywhere, which you know is my favorite.
Mexican hot Cheetos are literally 1,000 times better than American hot Cheetos.
Oh my God. Something about like illegal here is not illegal there. And it's making their Cheetos better than ours.
One, you know they got that red 50.
Yeah, they've got red something else.
Oh, and just La Farmacia. I love Cabo.
Oh, I hit the Farmacia hard.
Iguanas on your, even just to get like Z-Packs. Like I love hitting the Farmacia and getting like antibiotics I for know. The year.
I learned my lesson. I used to go to the Farmacia and want all the fix-ins. Now I go in, I'm like Zofran.
Yes.
Hand it over. And Latisse, I got some Latisse this time.
No
and
you know shit. What?
Let me talk to you about something. I want to talk about learning your lesson over and over and over again in life because Latisse turns my fucking eyes literally into buttholes. Okay. I get butthole eyes from Latisse, and so does everybody else, by the way. And what brings me back every single time? It's just like getting a lip flip.
I honestly completely agree. It's funny. I've been using Grande Lash and like I do feel like it's eating at my like retina, but I can't stop because I notice the inches.
It does something to the fat of your eyes. First of all, like it like dissolves the fat around your eyes, which you actually do want fat around your eyes. Otherwise you look like Corpse but, Bride. Oh. But it also turns the like rounds of your eyes or like around your eyes dark. Brown. So you just look like really scary.
Yeah, but the long lashes, I get it. The lash serum's been working on me and I still have the chode pack, but it's getting like a little better and it's like, I feel like I'm just so gorgeous. It's really fun.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think that like, and this isn't even like supposed to be backhanded, but like, do you think genuinely if you didn't wear lashes, do
no.
you think they would, oh.
They were really like this in high school. Okay. Like, and I couldn't afford lashes then. I mean, and obviously I would steal them now and again for special occasions. Duh. Don't be mm-hmm. fucking weird, you know? But no, I would take my lash curler into class and just sit there all day trying to get them to stand up to get a boy to like me. Like, you know what I mean? Or to get someone to notice me or to like think I looked so gorgeous. And I have a whole video on how I used to do my makeup in high school, but I would fucking stack on the mascara till I had one lash. Like it was just clumped one, like almost like Jack. But it was one lash.
I love that.
You know.
I was just thinking about high school makeup. Like I used to live for like MAC Studio Fix powder.
Me too.
Like, it has like the little pad in it and I would just rub it as hard as I could onto the powder and then just fucking
peanut butter baby the house
yeah,
down
and I would
spackle.
Put like NC45 when my color is actually NC5.
Like, yeah, and it's like just wear sunscreen. Just help your future self out. You know what I mean? Like I just do anything. But I think that this generation doesn't necessarily have that as much. Like, you know, we had like the Juicy Star 07s of the world and like we were just figuring things out and like almost what our moms had taught us. And like for me, at least that was nothing, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
But like now with TikTok and stuff, it's like you already know, like they don't have as much of a.
They don't have awkward faces.
Yeah, awkward period.
Fuck you guys.
They're using Drunk Elephant and they're night shedding and 12-year-olds are sleeping with mouth tape and blowout rods.
Losers. Punks.
I don't know though. At the same time, if I could be mogging at 14, like if I could go back in time, like I would want no awkward face, I
no,
guess.
No, I'm sorry, because as a mother, I'm not expecting to buy anything but like a eyeshadow quad until they're like 18.
That's so true. That's just, and honestly, that helped me out because obviously now it's like you're only, I presume that you're only cool if you have those things in middle school and high school, which sucks. And obviously, like we still had that, but it wasn't as much and materialism wasn't as prevalent. But my parents, like, I can't even imagine if I came home and I was like, can I have Drunk Elephant? They would be like, you are drunk. You know, like we're not buying you that.
I was like kind of like that though. I was just like a bride. Like my Sam has it, so I have to have it.
You remember when like studded high-waisted shorts were a thing?
I sure do. And in fact, I think I can Google a photo of you.
I think
right
I
now.
Got beat just for asking for them. Like they were like, hell, never. Those are $50, bitch. You better get some studs and get to work.
Oh my God. I literally used to do that. Like when LF was popular.
Oh my
when
God.
We were into LF. That was in college, actually. So that was like actually not that long ago. But I started putting like eyelets and shit. And I'm like, who are you, Martha?
No, but if you didn't have a studded high-waisted short, you might as well have been as socially exiled as possible, you know?
I know. It's so crazy.
And Galaxy. I remember I tried to paint like my favorite shorts Galaxy and it just looked like someone threw up.
Galaxy?
Remember, like things were Galaxy.
Well, we were also, we were...
No, you remember things were Galaxy. This was at the same time.
Nothing as was Galaxy. I'm gonna keep it wanted.
Things were Galaxy.
nothing was
Do you remember
Galaxy
the Brandy Melville Moon Phases top?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. It had all the phases of the moon. I knew it. I told you.
That with a pair of Galaxy shorts, you
I
were fucking.
I remember that. That was before Scarlet was Scarlet.
That's what made Scarlett Scarlett, I think.
I'm like, in fact, is that Scarlett?
Millie Bobby Brown is my twin. I look just like her. Have you seen?
Do you look just like Millie? Can oh, yeah, she up, grew up.
Can you look up a she recent grew up Millie
and
Bobby
were
Brown?
Giving her, they were online shaming her.
That's me. I'm Millie Bobby Brown.
That's weird.
But I also have been on this whole tangent where I think I look like Charlie XCX and it's like, damn
it. No, after you said that, I think I see it too.
No, but it's like, I literally don't. It's no, like, I need to clean my glasses.
I swear, no, no, I think I believe you because I truly believe that you see yourself, you see the truth and everybody else doesn't. No, I say that.
Say because, it with a little more conviction
no,
then.
I mean that because I have a couple people who I know that I look just like. Yep. That nobody would ever in a million years tell me that I look like them.
Today you were giving me Victoria Beckham.
That's so nice.
She had on these little capris and a blazer. Don't,
I want to go on record and say that was not who I was going to say.
No, I'm like Millie Bobby Taupe.
No, don't search it, Aaron. I'm gonna start cutting.
No, it was just you had on this blazer and these little capris and it was giving Millie Bobby, not Millie, hello. I'm trying my best. I'm just dead. But I really haven't slept in like a week. It's getting brutal.
Yeah, same. I went to Cabo thinking like on a bachelorette.
Yeah, that's like a little tough. Like, did you at least iguana it up for me?
I iguana'd all over the place. But I do. I would be lying if I said I didn't feel a little bit guilty about it.
I feel really bad for those iguans. I won't. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
They're all babies and they just shove them in backpacks and it's so sad.
The way I justify it in life is like, okay, someone was going to hold them regardless. So it should be me who can really hold them.
Give them a little love before. Sarai was cussing.
Support their little tail.
Like, last time we were there, someone, you know, obviously they mistreat the iguanas and they bring them everywhere. And Sarai was just yelling at the guy being like, you might as well throw that on the grill. Like, oh, just saying like, that's how bad it was. And I was like,
really
no
sad.
Way.
And they're really smart yeah. animals. I had lizards growing up.
And they know what to do with that tail. Well, you know, I came really close to like buying an iguana. I really want an iguana. But I didn't know that all of those were babies. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no such thing as that sized iguana. Like, they all get huge and they can like kill you with their tail.
Don't fact check me on this one, but I think it's one of those things where like they'll never outgrow their enclosure. So like if you kept it in a small enclosure, it would never get that big. And I don't know if that's true, but that's like how a fish is. Like, a fish won't outgrow its enclosure. Also, I had lizards growing up. I never had iguana. I had a monitor lizard and I had geckos, but like not like what you think of as a gecko, but like long, big geckos.
That's my dream.
And still when I go home, we have a big terrarium.
I love reptiles.
Oh, I love reptiles.
I've like always wanted a pet snake, but like feeding it the mice is where you lose me. I know they're frozen.
Yeah, but you only have to do it. You don't have to do it that often. You know what's worse than that, which you wouldn't like, what we have to feed the lizards?
Crickets.
Worse. Roaches.
At literal hell, never all.
Yeah, and you can do crickets, but we did roaches. So, and you literally have to keep them. Like my uncle has them literally in a tub in his room.
There was a bug in my house the other day, and I actually like I crashed out so hard.
There was a bug in my house the other day, and I'm like in the sky.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Like, how did it even get up there?
It was a stink bug too. And I was like, "There's only room for one of us in this town, pal." Should we go into some topics? Sure.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Honestly, I have to start with Ash Trevino. And I know the Super Bowl just happened and there's more important things. The Kanye's tweets.
What the fuck?
Chloe and Lamar. I have so many things I want to talk about, but I have to talk about Ash Trevino. Okay. I got to a point I think Ash Trevino was a turning point for me mentally, okay? Mm-hmm. Like when she started blowing up and everyone was like, have you heard about Ash Trevino? Have you heard this? I think that I decided I wanted to clock out of the internet. Mm-hmm. Like she truly was like the straw that broke the camel's back for me where I'm like, dude, I don't know anything about like George Washington. And like, I know, I don't need to know about Ash Trevino. I don't have the space in my head. And it's just like, obviously, like from what I've gathered, she's not a good person. And like, and then I was in Hawaii with Natalie and then she was like just obsessing over all the lore and I was kind of trying to learn. And then I started getting all these comments of people being like, can you have Ash Trevino on Canceled, right? Okay, like what's this all about? Like, would this be interesting, whatever. And then obviously upon like one search, it's like her dating the 19-year-old. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then like,
Santos.
Yes. And then just like mistreating the kids, like spending Christmas with a stranger, like doxing themselves on live, not caring. You know how I feel about all the like live panhandlers who make me at least feel the way that Ash Trevino makes me feel. I think there are people who do live and it's great. It's great income for them. But like her, just the way it makes me feel. And obviously people are memeing her. And for a second there, I was like imploring the idea where I was like, maybe she'll come on. Maybe like we'll have her on Canceled and I'll ask her the hard hitting questions and whatever. And then we see that Ash Trevino is at the Bop House. Okay.
Oh.
She's at the Bop House. But the Bop House is another thing that I'm kind of interested in the Bop House, though. Like, honestly, like, I'm kind of liking it.
I was interested in Bops versus Alabama Barker.
Yes. Team Bops.
Team Bops.
For sure.
Yeah.
But
you can't shame. Never mind. Doesn't matter.
I also like the Bop House because I think that so many people have tried to make spicy content houses work, but it's always ran by, like, an agency or, like, men or something, and it just... They put all these random girls in a house who don't know each other and it just feels grimy and weird. Mm-hmm. I like that this one is like the girl's idea.
Like a small business.
Yes, and like them almost making a joke, like them saying like we're bops, like that. You know what I mean? Just like mm-hmm. whatever.
Bop to the top.
And Ash Trevino's at the Bop House. I'm making jokes online, whatever. And then one of the bops interviews her for a podcast. She's gorgeous and she slayed the interview.
Is it Cammy?
I think so. She slayed... Slade, forgive me if I'm getting any misinformation wrong, but she really was like not having it, right? Like she was really asking her the hard-hitting questions.
The only proper way to do an interview with somebody like that, I feel like if you go in and
yeah, you can't
be like, so why the fuck did you do this?
Yeah, you can't kiki, whatever. And then come to find out, her children do not have beds.
No, they don't. That's not come to find out. Everyone, we all knew that.
What?
Mm-hmm. No beds, but she has a Louis Vuitton bag.
And that's where I'm going to go. Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm gonna go just right off a cliff. Yeah. Because
they have mattresses.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh.
Like at all. Like your children not having the prime setup and you going and buying Louis Vuitton. I was gonna attack her looks. I was gonna say, and you just look like that. That's me. But I'm angry. I'm livid. It's just like, and just everything. Like the way the daughter was saying that she was sick in the hospital. And Miss Ash was on live saying, like, give me a galaxy to know about her health and shit. And then her, like, yes. And, like, the daughter is, you can just tell those kids are so clearly, like, crying for help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking disgusting.
It's horrible. You know what I do think, though, that, like, makes me feel a little bit better about it? I don't think she ever has those kids. I think that, like, it's a situation, like, my family growing up where it's like, oh yeah, you see your mom sometimes.
I hope and pray that that is the situation. I just want to go on record and say if those girls are watching this and you need anything, DM me and I got you, because it's like, it's just so disgusting to me. And it's like such a prevalent display of narcissistic abuse. And at what point societally do we stop? Because it's like, yes, you can't look away from her.
Yeah, but
giving people like that fame and money is like, and I'm not saying that I'm the most deserving person on the planet of fame and money. That's not what I'm saying, but I'm just saying like.
No, it's very scary. It's
just disgusting. Like you're a disgusting person.
It just like also, it takes like a very specific, I don't know what you would even call the mental illness. That is like genuinely receiving it. Like she thinks that like she's got fans. She thinks like we're watching her because we want to.
A narcissism, what is it? Is it called arrested development? Can you look this up so I don't misspeak? But when somebody is stuck at a certain age?
I don't know. Crazy thing is like, or not crazy, but like, I feel like I know Ash Trevino. I know 11 Ash Trevinos. You know what I mean? Like, those were the type of people I feel like I grew up around. So it's yeah. Like, to me, I'm like, yep.
I know. It's just like
shitty parents, to be honest. not even
a situation
just mine,
in which
general.
A person's emotional and psychological growth is hindered or altered during one of the normal stages of maturation.
Yeah, I guess that's what you would call it. I had like a really like shitty like learning curve where I was like, oh my God, like some people literally hit a certain age and they never start. Like, especially because we have all this like outward like life experience. And we go and often do things and meet new people and stuff. A lot of people literally they hit a certain age and like their life never changes and that's where they're stuck.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like both of my parents very much were like that growing up. And it like, it does make sense.
That's why you outgrow your parents. It's just a thing.
I just like cannot believe that some people have the chemical makeup where you're going to come online and laugh about your children not having beds and you buying Louis Vuitton instead and you actually go to bed at night and you don't feel bad.
It's not. And I feel like she thinks it's like making her like quirky and like, haha.
Which is the hardest fucking watch on planet fucking Earth. And it's just like people should take a quiz before they give birth. Like, I'm talking even just like a 20 multiple choice quiz, 20 question multiple choice quiz. Like, why can just anybody have kids?
It's the scariest concept in the entire world.
Granted, though, if that was the case, I don't think we'd be here.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know. Ugh, lately, I've been just doing so much thinking and talking about narcissistic abuse and just, and obviously it's just sad all the way around, you know, but I hope and pray, even just similar to our situation, it's like, I feel so grateful that however my parents were and in that narcissistic, like the way they were abusive in that way, it made me want to grow up and be so far from that. Mm-hmm. And I hope nothing but that for her kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I just hope to God they had situations like we did where you had, like I had my grandparents, you had Amari's family, like people, I mean, and I know, I think that they do because I've seen her say a lot of times, like, if I wanted my kids, I would have them or like something like that. And you're like, wait, what? Like, what did you just say? But yeah, I think like they don't spend most of, or like they don't spend, they spend maybe like one day a week with her.
That's good. I mean, it's just, it's so wild and so sad. And I would love like an actual psych diagnosis on whatever she has, because it is very interesting. But it's like, yeah, I could never have her on Canceled. It's like, I don't even want her to have a platform. It's so wild.
But it kind of, it sucks because I wish, obviously you hope for someone like that, as so long as they're going to be a parent, you hope that she has like room to like learn from some of this stuff and like become a better parent like over time. But like, we're feeding like this monster, you know what I mean? Like, we're making this situation and what is wrong with her worse.
Yeah. It's like making someone with whatever that chemical makeup is like quote unquote famous. And it's like,
which is like literally probably the worst thing that can happen to somebody like that.
Yeah, I agree. It's just wild. The no beds, like all of that shit just pisses me off so fucking bad.
It is.
And obviously that's why people keep engaging and watching, because a hate watch is almost more passionate than a love watch, you know? And it's like, it's like, I will take those girls to IKEA tomorrow, but it's hard as well. I was saying this the other day that I feel like a narcissistic parent's nightmare is a child turning 18, because it's like the moment that they no longer have the control.
I just hope, like I'm saying, like they have followers. Like I feel like they can be successful in social media too, especially like in spite of her.
I'm just saying I can't wait for them to turn 18 in the regard that right now, let's say they were even successful, I have such a strong feeling that they probably wouldn't even see their financials, or they probably, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or anyone who's actually going to try to really help them get out of that. I don't know the other people that are raising them, so I like can't really say that part, but I, you know, and then it's like, she so seems like the type of person who would then be like, I made you famous and whatnot to them and stuff. So I'm just like, can't wait for them to get out of that situation fully. And it's just, it's wild.
I agree.
So yeah, fuck Ash Trevino. And I think that...
And her four hairs.
I think my new bit is definitely pressing not interested and not trying to give her any money, because that is just crazy. And it's crazy the amount of fucking TikTok parents that I've seen. Like that girl who was like not buying her kids winter coats, but getting her highlights done.
It's already crazy for that to be happening, but for that to be happening and you guys to be talking about it and sharing it with the internet, I'm like,
what's the psyche behind that, where it's like, I'm getting off on showing the world that I'm a bad parent? And then it's like, what are those people behind closed doors? You know what I mean? Like, imagine Ash Trevino as your mom behind closed doors.
Yeah,
it's gotta just be like a friend that you hate. Like, is, oh my God, I can't even imagine.
I have no idea.
I need a water. That gave me like cotton mouth. Like I actually can't.
Also, Ash Trevino talks to men in prison.
Oh yeah, she's married to men in prison. But low key, I think like a year ago you would have done that.
Not a year ago. Okay, like three. I mean, it's like if you like men in prison, why don't you just go there? Ash Trevino for prison.
I don't think she would last a day in prison.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What would you do if you went to prison? I just saw like another two girls talking about this on a podcast and it was so funny. But like, what would, like, do you think you would survive long in prison?
That's really funny. I would les out really hard with like the scariest person. Like I would find someone.
Stolen valor. What do you mean? Alert. That's exactly what she said. She said she would find the baddest lesbian and latch onto her.
The 100. I've always said that. Mm. That is on my online footprint. You're weird.
You're copying someone.
I've
on
never
the
seen this.
Mm-hmm.
And you could pull up my digital footprint.
I've that's been a really, saying that's that. Just the smart answer, to be honest. You probably thought that of that on your own.
Oh, I feel like I've had to think about it. You know, just in my life, I've definitely been in eras where I don't think I'm like, I think I'm closer to that than not. Now I'm not, obviously. But like,
don't you think the baddest lesbian in there is spoken for already? You get in there and the baddest
then the second
lesbian.
Baddest one, you know what I mean?
Like I feel like the only lesbians like left for picking aren't going to be like the lesbians with no pull.
Maybe as a secondary, I mean, I have always said that and I do really mean that. That would be my first approach. But my second approach, I think, would be an extreme public crash out. Like I'm talking like I would go to the middle of the cafeteria and like flip the tables and start like making animal noises, like pussy out, like shitting on the floor, rolling around in it, so that people were like, oh my god, like she's so insane that like I don't want a part of that.
No, do you know what they do to you then?
What?
Solitary confinement. And you don't want that.
Would you rather have solitary confinement or not?
No. Why would you ever want to be in solitary?
Because of all of the awful things that happen in unsolitary.
Yeah, and you get to sit down at a lunch table and chat with people. In solitary, you don't have books, you don't have windows, you have nothing except your brain. And I don't want to be with my brain with all the fix-ins.
I guess you're right when you put it that way, but also like you're talking about the opposite. Like it's like a cakewalk, like bitches get curb stomped.
Yeah, I guess. But there's also like really nice things that happen in prison.
I also have a lot of hot takes online. Like even just what if someone in prison was like, I love Ash Trevino, bitch, square up. You know, like.
It's just her husband.
Yeah, like, oh shit. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like to think about that. It's so scary.
I don't know. I think I'd just get really fit. And to be clear, that's what the other girl said. And I am stealing her answer, so.
Yeah. But like, don't you worry that just like, I don't know.
I just wouldn't do wrong by anybody.
I would really be pulling Orange is the New Black and I would be lezzing.
Oh, I loved Orange is the New Black.
I've never watched it.
It's so good. But it was crazy because I watched it like in my freshman year of high school, or I mean of college, and I was so into it. And then my mom went to prison again. I was like, you know what? Let me not watch this.
You think Fawn was lezzing out in prison. Duh.
Fawn is just lezzing out in general.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Speaking of prison.
Okay.
Well, not speaking of prison, but did you see that Alyssa Violet commented on David Dobrik's post, hey, can I use your pool?
Wait, was it his pool that we made fun of her for?
Yeah, using? Like I was saying she wanted to use David's pool.
Oh, I thought we were just making fun of her for using Marshmallow's pool.
No. Mm. Like she's sucking Jason Ash's fart to like use David Dobrik's pool. I hate whenever you're arguing with someone, and Amari does this to me so, so hard. Like, he will piss me off so hard and we're in like a serious argument, and then he'll be like, and by the way, your track is out. You know what I mean? Like, he'll make a funny, and then it's like, God forbid there's other people in the room too, because then it's like everyone is laughing and then you're seething. Like, he is so, so good at that. Honestly, you too. That's literally how Jortsgate happened. Like, we're like fighting and you're like, and fuck your jorts.
It was always a joke.
That's one of those things where it's like, I've got to give it to her for like flipping it on its head and like cracking a joke. You know what I mean?
Even a broken clock.
Yeah.
I will say really quickly, I want to circle back to Jortsgate for a second. What was with you bringing up Jortsgate in front of your stylist today? It's like you had to tell her I hate her work.
It and wasn't her work. She
I
didn't,
know. But it,
she didn't style me. I bought a Skims bodysuit and jorts on Amazon. That's why it hurt my character. Honestly, if it was Justine, if it was Justine that dressed me, I think I would have been like, you know what? Speaking actually, yeah, if it was, yeah, no, it was like my own personal fucking choice. That's why I was seething. But to, granted, honestly, looking back, it was, there was so much wrong with the fit. Like, you ate, like, no notes. Even just like the fit of it. It wasn't like that I was wearing jorts. Like, they were wrong. I was giving like Carpenter and not Sabrina. Have you been seeing people coming at Alex Earl's neck online?
No.
So like Alex Earl got a new stylist, right? And the stylist is putting her
in some hoodie stuff.
Some hoodie shit. Huck. And you know me, you know I love hoodie shit. So like I've been like eating it up. One of the fits was big ass jorts and this like blazer top. And the internet is up in arms. And then to the Super
Bowl. Show me,
Bowl.
I can't see this shit.
So I'll show you both outfits, okay? This is one of the fits. But I kind of love it.
Oh, okay. I literally just wore that in our shoot today.
Yeah, I kind of.
The top, the capris, everything. I know those are, and those shoes. Wait, that's the exact outfit I wore today.
I love it. Like, I actually really do love it. And
I love
people
it too.
Are like, fire the stylist, 20,000 likes. It's also
you know
just,
what, though? Have you ever clicked one of those people's profiles? It'll be like, fire the stylist, and you click their profile.
Literally,
and you're like,
I was literally going to just say that. And it's like, I don't know. I love weird, different shit. It's like the people commenting fire your stylist are commenting in like a Brandy Melville two-piece set. And it's like, I understand that like, or like an aloe fucking, you know, like I'm not coming. I'm saying just okay. Basic shit.
And then she's in this for the Super Bowl.
I did. Leather I did notice skirt. She was a little warm for the Super Bowl. It appeared. Although I don't know what the weather was like.
You know, the leather maxi skirt isn't my favorite thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
I just
life.
Picture how sweaty her legs must have gotten.
But people also being like, why would she wear this to the Super Bowl?
Like wrong are you at
time.
The Super Bowl?
And it's like, what's she supposed to do? Put on cleats and a jersey and go fucking play? Like, it's like, let
the
her
Super Bowl is high, like,
live.
It's very like esteemed.
Yes. And it's like, I think that it's like if she likes it. And granted, maybe she became famous for like being more relatable to the girlies. Like, I'm sure that the girlies who like her love to see her in like an addicted fit because
yeah,
like
the Princess Polly top.
Yes.
Is this too like
yes.
much for a bar in New Jersey?
Yes. But at the same time, I mean, she was literally in a Super Bowl commercial. Now that her career is
she's
elevating, I think it's cool to see her making these more like, as my dogs are out, Jesus Christ, more daring fashion choices. Like, I don't know.
I think so too. I think you hit the nail on the head. I think that if Julia Fox did it, nobody would say shit about what she's wearing. But because it's Alex Earl, they're like, wait, what?
Dude, even I like was coming at someone who was commenting on my TikTok the other day, and people always get mad when you as an influencer come at someone who's leaving hate. But it's like, how about we just don't comment? Like, how about how about you just keep it pushing? Even today, it's like somebody could make banana bread on TikTok and then someone's going to comment like, I fucking hate banana bread. And it's like, no one asked. This isn't about you.
Right. What was that thing? What was the thing with the beans? The bean soup? It was so funny. It was like, It was like this girl sharing her bean soup recipe, okay? And it's like this long ass bean soup recipe. And the top comment was, what if I don't have beans? And it's like, then it's not your fucking soup. And then don't make bean soup. Like,
yeah, Paige brought that up today. And I just the banana bread shit, like saying that. And it's like, it's so true. Like everyone, and I don't know if it's TikTok. I mean, it's literally called For You, you know? But like, I don't know why everyone assumes everything is like for them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like just bean like, soup. Like this, you're, if you don't
then
have
you're not
beans,
gonna make bean soup.
You're not supposed to make
then
bean
you're not
soup.
Gonna wear a Matrix fit to the Super Bowl. Someone commented on my video the other day and was just like, she's so annoying. And it's just like,
that's your hate comment? Mine are like,
I understand. I know, obviously there are levels to it, but it just got me thinking. It was just like, it was, I forget what the exact comment was, but it was like, she's so annoying, I'm gonna try again in a few months. And in my head, it just like really had me thinking. It was like, you just don't have to try again. Like, you just don't, like, and the fact that you like are taking the time to write that out, like, I just would never write that on anyone's anything, because like that's a person with a brain, and it's like, then I'm just not for you.
I know.
Go watch some Alicia Marie. There are much nicer people out there that are far less annoying than me. Like, it's just
that
so...
That is what's funny. I get it almost on, like, TikTok, for example. Because TikTok, you don't control what you see as much as you do, like, anywhere else. But, like, when someone will comment on, like, my YouTube video hate, I'm like, wait, you came here by yourself.
It's giving close your eyes.
Yeah, like, you showed up here. Like, you... You know what I reject? I think about this often. And you know what? I don't even know if I'm safe to say it, because it's those who I'm speaking to now who are listening. People will always say, get Brooke off the podcast. And I love you guys. That's like coming to somebody's house and being like, I think you should leave.
No, exactly.
Like, I live here. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I get it to an extent, but like, she has a YouTube channel. Like,
no, I like, even just outside of us, I don't understand what. And dude, I'm the first person to say, like, hate amongst your friends, mm-hmm. send it to
hate
the group chat, like, talk your shit. I think that's, it's a cathartic, being a hater sometimes, like with your friends and in the privacy of your own home sometimes can be the most cathartic, beautiful things in life. But to publicly tear someone else down, to like share anything, like it just, to me, I just equate it to like being in front of someone's face and saying something. Like, imagine just like walking up to Starbucks and you're about to order to the barista and you're like, I fucking hate your haircut. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, what headspace do you have to be in to like put how you feel on the inside that's so dark like that on someone else? Like, I just, I don't know. Like, I've been seeing people actually crashing out over Alex Earl's Matrix Super Bowl outfit in a way that is like, you people are sick.
No, it is. It kind of is just like, wait, why are you so upset?
You don't have to wear it.
Don't be weird.
You don't have to watch it. You don't have to wear it. And like, the girl is living her best life. You know what I mean?
I do get a little too riled up sometimes, because like you said, like, people hate to see it, and I hate to see it. I hate to see an influencer like respond to hate and like go crazy or something. I used to like freak out like about that with certain influencers, and now I am her. I'm like, what do you mean? It freaks me. You know what infuriates me the most? I think the reason I'm so like riled up about it is because I just started working out, and it's been very like embarrassing, like, not embarrassing, but it's been like humbling, and like I'm like, I'm new to it, and so I'll like, you know, I'll be so shy to post my little videos, and then like without fail 1,000 people will be like, you look so fucking stupid, you're doing it wrong.
You don't even lift, bro.
Well, like, I'm not lifting, you're not lifting, none of us are lifting, but I'm not commenting. It doesn't matter. But anyway,
I just, not to be all like, we should spread more positivity in the world, because it's like, again, I behind closed doors, I love being a hater, but I just, especially with Alex Earl, I think it upsets me so much, because it's like, she's just a girl.
What has she done wrong?
She's just a girl. She's in her happy relationship. She wears her outfits. She has more energy than 50 bitches in a sorority combined. She's everywhere but nowhere all at once. She's Carl's Juniors-ing it up. She's Poppy. So she had two Super Bowl commercials. She's, that's what it's got to be, though. It's got to be people just
it
feeling.
It is. Of course it is.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We love you, Alex
now
Earl.
I'm going to hate on someone.
Okay, perfect. Thank God.
I'm just kidding. But Tara's World posted a TikTok that we've got to talk about.
Oh, no. Well, we can't hate on Tara's World.
I'm not going to, actually. Okay. I am.
No.
I know. After all of that that I just said.
Yeah, don't do it.
Well, it's not. Okay, I'm not going to hate on her, but she shared something on TikTok that you couldn't waterboard out of me. And I just want to discuss it. And I felt like you might have some funny things to say about it. Okay. She was talking about how in a past life, she was a pick me. Okay. In her, like, you know what I mean? Like 5 or 6 years ago or whatever, she was a pick me. But then in the video, she is calling women like females. And I'm like, wait, it might still be in the room with us.
She's a path.
And she was explaining all of the things that she did in her pick me era. Two of them really spoke to me, and I just have to talk about it. Okay.
I swear to God, I
just went on this whole tangent, and I'm actually not trying to hate. I just want to have a conversation about it. Okay. Because
we're all friends here.
I think when she put it out there, she also kind of knew what she was doing. She knew it would spark and incite a conversation, which it is. First being that she hung a flag outside of her house that said "For the boys," which I just love.
Free her. I don't
Secondarily,
think she did
that she ordered one of those female urinal things so that she could pee standing up with her boys.
Okay.
You couldn't waterboard that out of me.
That's actually crazy, because last week on the episode, you said that you wish you had one of those.
Not for male validation.
Okay.
like I'm imagining her at the line of urinals. With the thing, like, that's it's she had a bunch of other ones. And I guess if you're healed, actually, like, I am being a hater by saying you couldn't waterboard that out of me. Like, I guess it's kind of like a good thing that maybe she's now healed and she's like willing to open up about it and stuff like that.
No, I have thousands of things that I have done in my lifetime that I look back on and I'm like, oh my God, thank Lord and heavens above that the term pick me did not exist when I was in high school or college, because I would have been ruined.
Tell us one.
It was but a concept at the time. Like, there was no word for it. It was just kind of like, you just be like, that bitch is annoying, or like, that bitch.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree.
Like, that was just what it was. But like, well, now you just told me you wouldn't you couldn't waterboard some of these.
But I took that back. I retracted that, because that's not fair. Like, growth is important. I guess, you know what it is? It was her saying females in the video that made me feel like she wasn't far enough away from it.
Oh, yeah.
To kind of like,
I still, you know, dip my toes in the water here and there as well. But I would like, I was really like, everything I did was for male validation, literally up until, honestly, sometimes still. So
what do you think it is?
Mine, I really have like thought about it a lot, actually. And I've like talked to therapists about it, but I really do. I almost think this, for me, it was like the opposite of like daddy issues, where I had such strong, like, my grandpa and my uncle were like my strongest like figures in my life. And they were like, I was with them always. And I cared so much what they thought that like my life really was about like male validation. Like, I wanted the approval of them so bad. So then everything I said and did and posted, everything was always like what I would assume they would like receive well, if that makes sense. But then some of it's like, why are you doing pull-ups at the frat party?
No, but then it's like, when you say that though, like, I understand that, like, you're in a sorority and that's like what all of that is. Like, all of the, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
college.
But it was like, it'd be like, oh my God, what is that up there? Do you think I could do some? Like, knowing, you know? Like, it was really crazy. And I also used to paint everybody's, like, it's a thing in sororities and fraternities to like go on weekenders. And do you know what that is?
Oh, and what would you do again? Like, the coolers?
Yeah. So it was like a fraternity weekender is like when the whole frat will like pay X amount of dollars and they all take a bus to Vegas or wherever it is. And they bring a date and you stay with the date and everyone gets so blacked out and it's like a whole thing. And you want to get invited on the weekender so bad. Mm. Like, if you go on SAE's weekender, it's like such a big deal. Mm. And so I would paint, like, you paint a cooler. Like, that's your gift to the guy for inviting you, is like, you paint a cooler, like literally an igloo cooler, and you fill it with alcohol, and that's like
your contribution.
Mm. And I would literally for months at a time sit in the craft room at my sorority house and paint like hundreds of them, and I have so many of them. Like, you would not believe the things that I was painting on some of these coolers. I would have to show you. actually, I literally can show you so easily, but I would like, I would just do shit like this. I also,
Vincent Van Ho.
I know you guys have seen that Sugar Shack sign from U of A. It's like a famous sign. I painted that. The American flag Sugar Shack, I painted that.
Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, though, peeing standing up is the new height.
I can pee standing up because my sister told me I was a boy. That was the beginning of my labia crisis.
Yeah, and I don't mean to be putting the gavel down so hard. If anything, I just wanted to get into the psychology of what being a pick me, like why it makes people like that. But I guess it probably does just like start
Mine's
with
not
your
even,
father.
Sometimes it's just general attention that I'm looking for. It's not always male attention. It's like I want attention and I have, like, I can't help it. But I think it is like a something like something with how I grew up or something where I was like, please.
Yeah, and I guess even just thinking about it, that probably like explains why I was like a slut in high school, you know, like dressed like a slut.
High cap alpha.
It's honestly beautiful.
Yeah, I worked really hard on that.
Terrence World just admitted.
Here's me and Jake Paul in front of the Sugar Shack sign.
Honestly, beautiful.
Yeah.
That's so funny that was him and Alyssa came there, right? I just think admitting.
Please.
Brooke, honestly, it's gorgeous. That one's not that bad to me because it feels like you were participating in what you, maybe over participating, but you were participating in, you know, what was given to you.
Oh, hold on.
In your sorority world.
I'm sorry. I left out a very important piece of information. I wasn't invited. I wasn't
okay,
invited.
You know what? Get the urinal, line up with Tara's World. Y'all are pissing in the bathroom.
No,
okay.
I wasn't invited. I, like, other girls would pay me to paint their coolers. And I, like...
You were hustling!
I liked to paint them, and, like, obviously they would pay me and stuff, but I really did it because I wanted to be able to be like, you like that? I did it.
I get that. You know? I don't know. I just...
But I know it now and I identify it. And like, I catch myself still to this day doing things all the time, literally just for external validation. Like that was like literally my currency system growing up. And I can't help it. And it's true for a lot of people. And a lot of people don't notice it yet about themselves. So at least I'm a step ahead of some.
Yeah, that's true. And honestly, like good on Tara's World for growing enough to be able to admit that and like it be a past life. And I think I was being a bit of a hater.
Wanting to not piss down your leg.
I just
want to
know about her peeing standing up. Like, were her cheeks out?
No.
Like, did the pants
first
go
of all,
down?
We know the lady who invented that. The little funnel.
No, but that's different. That one's like you pee into it and it's for like people who are sick and like pregnant people.
No.
And shit. The one she's talking about, like your pee, she said so she could pee off of balconies. Like it like with the boys.
Oh. Yeah, no. I didn't do that.
But, I mean, I think she's healed now and I should stop being a hater. A lot of pee talk.
I don't
episode.
Know, though. I've also thought about, like, how many teams I've been a fan of before when I couldn't tell you the first thing about football, any sport, honestly, at all. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like, oh, my God, I just love, you know,
the
fucking,
Bills.
No, the Steelers. I loved the Pittsburgh Steelers because some guy named JT liked the Steelers.
Oh, my okay? God. I had a guy named JT.
I still think about him.
What else do we want to talk about?
No, he's married and he goes to Trump rallies, seriously.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Kanye West on Twitter.
Speaking of Trumpies, just kidding.
I just want to know, is Bianca sitting there next to him in a pair of sheer tights like this? Like just mewing and like posing and like, or is it like, do you know what I mean? Like if I was dating someone who was doing that, I would be like really trying to put the phone on DND.
No, I think that that's probably like what really like was the straw that broke the camel's back with Kim. I think she probably was like, I cannot even begin to look like I am behind you on this. Like, because of the thing, like, I mean, the things he was saying at that time too were just as, I mean, not as horrible as what he's saying now. It's actually so disgusting. I just saw someone post a second ago, like, I can't believe there's not like every company in the world coming out and being like, we will never work with this man again. Like, nobody's mentioning it, really.
You know what I think is like really scary too is like he's selling the shirts now and it's like,
who's buying them? I think those people should be on a watch list.
Oh my God. Like, I feel so fucking sad for Northwest. Like, and all of his kids. It's just like, and you know what I hate too?
Hmm.
Is that the public speaks about Northwest like she is a grown adult. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, the way people hate on her and like have so much to say about her and like, you know what I mean? If she does something that people don't like the way people talk about her, it's like, that is still a child. Mm-hmm. And like, every little girl in the world wants to have a dad, you know, that they love and love them and like whatever. And then it's like, it's even scarier because it's like, what if like she's at that age where she can start to see things or people are going to tell her things. And I can't imagine being Kim, obviously trying to like shelter the kids from all of that, but then still try to keep a relationship with their father and like whatever. But it's like, what if he brainwashes one of the kids even? Like, you know, just so much. Yeah,
it's hard because, you know, she worships him and like looks up to him so much. But I also,
and
like,
then that's what he's doing. It's so sad.
It's fucking horrible.
Oh, it's like brutal and like crazy.
It's just, it's like, it has to be like psychosis. Like, obviously he's very mentally ill. I mean that's the only way I can possibly wrap my head around it, but he needs to be either institutionalized or like, I don't know what you do in that situation. Like, and it's, is he dangerous? Like,
yeah, I literally can't imagine. I just saw this girl on TikTok going on this whole thing. She is a porn star, and I guess Kanye saw one of her videos, and she had all the receipts and everything, and he was trying to fly her out to watch her get fucked by another like male porn star. And then apparently like she found out through all of this that like Kanye watches his wife get fucked by like giant male porn stars, and he's like into that. And it just like feels so close to a lot of other shit that we've seen in the media. And it's like,
yeah,
I am like so genuinely concerned for Bianca. Like, I know I said this even just in the,
I know, it just makes you wonder like if these are the things we know now or are finding out about, like, you just, there's always so much you don't know about.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if what he's tweeting and all of this is like what we know, it's just like, it feels so dangerous and wrong. It's so fucking nuts. It's like insane.
Ugh, I hope she's okay. That's,
and then
the
he
kind
just tweets it all and tweets, I am happily out of touch. And then tweeted like, this was a social experiment. Next time I say some dumb shit, honestly, I'm just gonna be like, this was a social experiment.
Oh my shit, I wish I thought of that.
No, but it's like, honestly, you can't even like laugh at it. It's like actually like so sad. Even just seeing people saying like Donda, his mom, would be so sad to like see this. And like, I can't imagine being Kris Jenner or Kim Kardashian. Like, that's so sad.
God, yeah, that's what it is. It's sad. Like, you have to, God, if it, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to.
And it's like,
ever,
even just
like,
Elon Musk, like, just on Twitter, like, laughing about how crazy it is. It's like,
well, Elon's just generally confused.
But it's like, take it away. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, there needs to be, I know, obviously, like, freedom of speech is a thing, but like, should we all have that?
I don't know.
I feel like there should be.
And it's crazy because we live in such an environment these days where like I could see us getting cooked for saying that.
Of course.
And it's like, hello. No, but like, hello. Like, do you see the things that this very influential person is saying online? Like,
it's just dangerous. It's so dangerous. It's like, it's dangerous because, I mean, if he's not dangerous, there's, you know, however many people who follow him and who worship him that are. So.
That's what I'm saying. And something about selling the shirts to me too is like, it's one thing if it's just like you're trying to have people wearing those and you're trying to start some type of,
that's what I'm saying though, like the people who are wearing those are ordering them, like, let's keep an eye on them.
And it's like, that website has to be ran by like a Shopify type of platform, if it's not Shopify, like whatever it is, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
well, they had a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, like, it's like,
are there no regulations on that? Cost $8 million to have like a 15 second.
It just feels like too many people are just like letting this happen. You know what I mean? Someone's producing those shirts. Like, someone, you know, it's just like, it's so wild to me.
Yeah, but they all think it's a social experiment too, probably.
Yeah, and that's true too, is it's just like abuse of power. Like, he's probably in a room with like 30 employees who are, even I was just watching this show, like, Wags to Riches, and one of the girls like worked for him at one point. She was kind of talking about what he ended up doing as they split. And it's like, it's got to be an environment where a lot of people are probably really scared to leave / really brainwashed. And like, yeah, that's where, like, I feel like Bianca's at, like, crazy. And then it's just like,
it's just, I mean, it's people are in cults. Okay. You like, you get so like, yeah, I feel like people just worship him so much that like everything that he says becomes truth. And like, that is what is so dangerous about it. And I hope he really gets help. And if he doesn't get help, I want Elon to take him off Twitter. Thank you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's wild. You know who is doing absolutely everything right though? Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, he's so fabulous. I didn't get to see the halftime performance yesterday.
It was so good.
Really? So, I'm hearing mixed reviews about it. I'm hearing, honestly, actually, you're the only person who's ever said it was good.
Really? I loved it.
In my life, anyway.
I loved it. Like, I really did love it.
Really?
And there is just something about this diss track being so, like no one has ever been petty in history the way Kendrick Lamar is being petty.
Well, I would venture to say one person has done it similarly, and that is Taylor Swift.
Ooh, okay. No, certified lover boy, certified. Like, yeah. You know, like that, having the whole Super Bowl stadium fucking singing that. Like, it's like,
I know.
And it's so funny because every time I talk to a Drake fan about it, they're like, Drake's just fine. And I know he has this cult following, but like, if that was about me.
No, but what about Serena Williams being in it? You know, that's Drake's ex.
No.
Yeah.
And she was in what, the halftime show?
Yeah, she was doing
all yes. Things. Like, it's just
obsessed with her.
Oh, I like I and there's some I love.
Imagine someone calls you up and they're like, hey, I'm performing at the Super Bowl. Do you want to come fucking just flex on your ex?
Yeah, like that is so, you know what I feel like it is? Like Kendrick Lamar is one of the girlies. Mm-hmm. Like it's like it is a woman's level of intelligent petty. And you don't see a man do that often. Like I always say, a man's just like, oh, fuck you. You're a cunt.
Yeah,
you're
it's this. Calculated and it's conniving and it's brilliant. And it's so
Grammys and Super Bowl sweep and like just like a fuck Drake at both. Like
if
I was Drake, I'd be walking around telling everyone I didn't care. But then I would go to bed at night and I'd be like,
that rats. Sucks because, you know, he was already going to bed crying and now I'm worried about him.
It's just so like so I'm really curious as to what Drake's next move is, because obviously, yes, you can say like the songs just came out and like the beef is over and like obviously Kendrick's just thriving. But like, I don't know, like I feel like if this song was about me and then it were at the Grammys, everyone's singing along to it as I walk up on stage to get a Grammy for this song. And then the next week, everyone at the Super Bowl is singing. Like, I would need a new move.
The new move would have to be to jump ship. Like, you're on his side now.
Mm.
You know, like, we're all on the same team.
Yeah, if I was Drake, I would pop out in, like, an I Heart Kendrick Lamar baby team.
I would get on the song.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, there's no other option.
100%. And obviously, I don't know all the logistics of rap beef, and I'm sure like Drake me fans neither. Are going to cook me.
Back in.
But it's just, I mean, regardless, it's like at the Super Bowl, and like that's insane.
Ugh, I just, oh my God.
Dogs out on the table while I know this is getting clipped on reels and someone's going to say I'm a woman and I should be in the kitchen making a sandwich, but it is what it is.
Yeah, that's all I can see these days is us on reels, and the comments are not nice, I'll tell you that much.
I don't feel like I am. After going on Instagram Reels, honestly, and seeing the things that I saw, I don't even necessarily know if I want to be a part of that.
Let me tell you something. I completely changed my stance on that. Mm. I am living for Instagram Reels. I am a millennial to my core. I don't ever want to be on TikTok again because the humor that I am finding there is just elite. Okay? I want to laugh at like the most embarrassing stuff to laugh at.
I just can't get behind it. I opened my Reels the other day to somebody freeze drying and like molding their boyfriend's cum into jewelry. And I was just like,
I don't even think we're on the same app.
Yeah. And then you scroll again and it's just furries really being furry. And then just I can't even. I
think the problem all along was that none of us had time to properly curate our explore pages. And now since I've been able to do so, it's very, very great and wonderful. Or maybe I'm in denial.
And my problem too is like I'm watching the cummy earring video in full. So then my Instagram is like, give her more. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, that's on me.
Moro Casino, America. a social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Don't tell me. Don't tell me. I can't. Honestly, I'm so sorry. You can't tell me. I have to watch it tonight. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't tell me. Please.
Can we talk about them maybe? Like just as a couple? Well, and like yeah. How you feel about them as a couple then?
Sure. I think that was a situation, right, where...
Here's what I'm going to... I'll tell you.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to spoil it for you. You still need to watch it. I'm not going to spoil it for you. I think that the common viewer takeaway from it was like, this is so sad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like in another life and like whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy the way a man can... Because he put her through hell. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even just like finding out so many of the details, I didn't know how much he really put her through hell with like the cheating and the drugs. She was in his hospital bed too for like 5 months after all of that shit and whatever. And then a man can come online or come wherever, you know, and just be like, I love you.
And everyone's like, oh, take him back.
Yes. Like everywhere is like, you know what I mean? Like this woman tried her hardest for this man, like gave it her absolute all and he dogged her. And then now it's like years later, he's like, I'm sorry. And everyone's like,
yeah, that's hard. Same thing with Courtney and Scott.
Yeah, that's true.
People are like, God, like they were endgame and whatever. And it's like, she tried. She got back with him like 100 times.
Yeah, it is really sad. Like I do like the way that they interact. And when you just see old clips of Khloe and Lamar, like they were so in love, you know, mm-hmm. And like, I think there is something so special about anyone, like just a first untainted like love. Like she was a completely different person.
Yeah.
And had been through so much less upon meeting him. They got married after like 3 weeks and then lasted for like 7 years. And like she was just so light and like free and happy.
I know. But how much of that was just her? Like I mean, in my opinion, she is just so fabulous and it's so parasocial. But I feel like she just loves everyone so much that I just hope she finds someone who literally just actually reciprocates it and she can just be that like happy and free and whatever and like not have to deal with somebody who's absolutely disgusting and horrible.
I know. I really do want Khloe Kardashian to find her Moses, you know, like I just
when
like,
she does, though, it's going to like turn the world upside down. I feel like
I agree. I 100% agree. And
but I've never
crazy?
Seen someone so consistently like just done wrong. Like it just. It feels like, oh my God, can this girl catch a break?
How could Tristan Thompson actually live with himself, especially after everything she went through with Lamar? But I guess it's just I saw Khloe talking about this on her podcast, which is amazing, by the way. She's really killing
it. I've only seen clips. I haven't had the chance.
But her just talking about how, like, I know when these people do this stuff to me, it's not me. You know what I mean? And like, that is so true. Like she just happened to really pick people with a lot of fucking issues, but God, she
But that says something about her too. Cause it like, you know, sometimes like, better people are attracted to people who need help or like, I don't know, kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. How was Cabo?
It was amazing. It was so much fun, but I learned something about myself and that is, I mean, I say it all the time, actually. It's nothing new, but I cannot hang like I used to. And I had to pretend to drink like 90% of the time.
Really?
Fully pretend. Well, first of all, the combination of medications I'm taking these days, like I literally cannot feel drunk. I can drink copious amounts and like I'm inebriated and I'm slurring my words and everything, but I'm not happy. Like I don't get any of the positive side effects of alcohol. Therefore, it is useless for me to drink. That is just alcoholism. You know what I mean? So it was like, how many times am I going to have that happen in a row before I'm finally like, you know what? Just don't drink.
Yeah.
So I got really drunk like one of the days that I was there and I was like, that was good. And the rest of the time I faked it, but I was, oh my God, I had so much fun. And this bachelorette trip had 30 people on it, 30. And it was like 17 of us girls and then moms. And like, because Christiana, whose bachelorette it was, she's a cheerleader. And so all the moms are like best friends because they grew up like cheer moms. And it was so much fun. And everyone just loves her so much. And I just cannot wait to have a bachelorette. I want to have a bachelorette more than I want to have a wedding.
Completely understandable, honestly.
In fact, I would be happy having only a bachelorette.
Why don't we just have random bachelorettes?
We do. It's your birthday trip.
You're actually so right. You are so right. Honestly, I'm excited for this. You know what I mean? Like, if you know that you can't drink and like whatever, like why even put it in your body? I'm excited for a little Sober Sally tour run.
It
you
is.
Know?
Well, because like if I'm going to feel that way regardless, so why am I going to, you know, I just feel horrible the next day.
I am truly like loving being sober so much. Like, it's like even just seeing people hungover, like I am getting this like sixth sense of satisfaction where I'm like, oh, I'm never going to feel like that again. And it's really cool. You know what I have noticed though lately that keeps happening to me that it's like my new pet peeve. No, but I sound like a Let me phrase this. There was just a scenario that happened to me yesterday that like drove me up a wall. And like, I do find that people do this to me a lot. And I understand that most of the time it is people just caring, but people will like find out that you don't drink or you're not drinking. And then they want to have like a deep conversation about it just wherever you are. And it's like, it's one thing if that person is talking to me about their own journey and they want to have a deep conversation. I enjoy that. But I think that people automatically almost just societally like feel bad for you. They're like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? Are you triggered? Are you this? Are you that? And in reality, it's like this choice that I made that I'm so happy with.
Yeah.
So it's like trying to convince people that no, like I am happy and I'm having fun. But I think the reason why I'm so hot about this, one of my close friends invited someone that they are like newly dating to the Super Bowl party yesterday. Uh-huh. And this person is a psychiatrist, right?
No.
And a child psychiatrist. And they show up and just the most out of touch shit. They come up to me and it's just all of us chilling, having a great time, whatever. They come up to me and they're like, hey, can I pull you aside for a chat? And like me knowing that the person's a psychiatrist and shit. And I'm just like, what is this, Love Island?
Yeah, like I just like Bachelorette. Like, can I steal you for a second?
Socially, like I'm just, sometimes you just hate that. You just want to vibe with your friends and you don't want to like whatever. And I feel like a lot of times people just do this to me where they corner me for like an hour and a half long conversation. And sometimes I enjoy it, but sometimes you are just like, especially because I'm hosting this party and I'm just like, hey, I have the things that I want to do and people that I want to see. And I'm like, ugh. But then I go over, obviously, and we sit down. And this person just starts grilling me. Like actual, like I felt like I was on Call Her Daddy interview style, like leading with like, I found out that you're not drinking, and me just knowing that they're a psychiatrist. And I'm like, ugh. And they're like, I found out that you're not drinking. Like, are you triggered? Are you happy? Are you whatever? And so then I'm answering all these questions. Again, I'm trying to like have empathy for the situation because maybe this person really is just trying to like make sure I'm okay. And that's really nice. And people don't always do that, right? But then I'm noticing that they're asking me the same question like six times. And it's like, so you're not even listening to me. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Like, you've asked me six times if like my parents are in my life. Also, why are you asking me that at a Super Bowl party? Like,
yeah. And you just met this person?
Yes. Just met this person. And it's the most brutal. I'm in the most brutal loop with them. Like, I continue to have to be like, I've already told you this a few times, like, but yes, like I'm from Las Vegas. And it's like, you're not even listening to me. And then the person is like, and cutting me off to ask the same questions. And I'm literally like, I feel like I'm on Call Her Daddy right now. Like, you're grilling me. And this is so weird. And just like the most personal, like deep questions. And I'm like, where is your social cues?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, invasive sometimes. It's like, okay.
And then you're a psychiatrist. And I'm like, damn, they just give anybody these licenses. You know what I mean? Where it's like,
well, it sucks too if it's like a children's psychiatrist, because it's like, damn, are you making the kids feel that like on the spot?
And it was so brutal. And he like kept doing it to me and doing it to Paige. And I was like, if you ask me one more time if I can like come for a chat, like this is fucking Love Island. Like, it was the most brutal thing ever. And I think that there is something to be said about people who want to feel like they're having a deep conversation.
Yeah.
Like, it's like continuing to just be like, yeah, I just really don't like small talk. I really love deep conversations. But it's like, you're not even listening to me. Like, is this just so that you can feel like you're having a deep conversation?
Yeah. And it's like, I've had conversations with people like that where they're actually talking to themselves. Like you're talking out loud, but this is not a conversation at
all. You're talking at me and you're not listening.
Like, what I say in response to your question has no impact on what you say next.
Exactly. And it's just like,
It was so brutal. I was actually like infuriated by the end of it because it was just like the lack of social awareness, asking me the most invasive questions of my life. I truly feel like I'm being interviewed and you're not even listening to me. You are quite literally ruining my day. I want to watch Taylor Swift on the television. It was so brutal. And then today my friend was like, what do you think of them? And I was like, listen, I would rather you marry a felon.
Wait, who was it? Oh no.
So brutal. I literally was like, you take back any single one of your exes. Any, I hate, like the worst person yet. It was so.
Damn, my money was on.
No, it was so brutal.
Although I would have known about it by now. And gosh, she can't keep a secret.
Yeah, it was. Oh my God. It was so, so. I appreciate an impactful conversation more than anything. Even the other night at like Shannon, like Jaden Shannon, mm-hmm. I had the most impactful, deep conversation with her in the middle of a party. And I was like, this is the shit I live for. Like, I appreciate an actual deep, heartwarming conversation, like, or someone saying something profound, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love that more than anything. And I think when I see people like faking that so hard, it bothers me so much. It's like, I would rather talk about the weather because you're just performing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, I just, oh.
Do you think he was trying to impress you?
Maybe, but then like basic 101 would be then listening to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I guess and like, you know what I mean? Like
maybe he like, you know, benefit of the doubt. I'm like, okay, well maybe, you know, he was nervous to meet you. So he got drunk and then he was trying to impress you. But like, oh man.
And there was a moment for the first like 30 minutes where I was like really trying to have empathy for this situation and him and like being nervous in a new environment or just anything like that. And it was after like the 50th time and the most like insane, invasive questions, like truly ever, where I was like, and just not listening to my answer, asking them like 6 times. I was like, oh, this is brutal. This is truly brutal. Or I was just like, man. Wow, I don't even know.
What a bummer.
I know.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
And it's like so crazy that you can't pick your friends' partners.
It actually, like, I'm not even kidding, that like is actual like a thing that should happen. I actually learned a lot this weekend about arranged marriages because one of my best friends works in cybersecurity and like a lot of her colleagues like live in India and like work in India, and they like, it's very common in India to have like arranged marriages, and it's not like this, like it's not like a negative thing at all, which I feel like I've always like been conditioned to believe like that's like crazy. But it's like literally, she said they have a group me, like a literal group me, where like people kind of send like it, like basically like a grid about, and it has like a photo, like the person's like stats, like height, weight, where they went to school, their education level, their hobbies, like what they do for work, like all this stuff, and then their family and what their family does and their dowry, like obviously how much they're gonna get if they get married and stuff. And they send them literally in essentially just like a group me, and like families like go back and forth, like, do you like my daughter? Do you like my son? And then the families meet up and then they just arrange the marriages.
It is so cool for like, I'm imagining if I had good parents, the idea. But if my marriage was arranged, like who I would be with.
Who would you trust to arrange your marriage for you? Because I can't think of one person. Not even BB. Because BB would have me with some fucking cigarette guy.
Maybe like, oh God, that's so tough. It's hard too, because I like do feel like I'm with my like dream person. So like,
but nobody, like based on the information that you've provided us, like leading up to him, nobody was gonna guess him.
Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. Like your soulmate can end up just being so different from what you like envision. I would weirdly trust you.
Really?
I think you'd make like a pretty good choice. I would need like a committee. It would have to be like you, yeah, and Paige and Hunter.
Actually, and Paige is a good one. I think Paige could really, because yeah, I think Paige would remove herself from this situation and it would be like not so much about what she wants, but what she knows that I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I feel like you would do that too.
Uh-huh.
BB, I just know she would choose whoever she wants or whoever she wants to spend time with.
Well,
because that's important too.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That's so interesting. I wonder though, like if you guys were to pick someone for me, like who they would be.
McCullough.
Yeah.
But like you, like I just would have never, I wouldn't have thought that you would be like.
With McCullough.
Yeah.
Aw. That's like, yeah, I love him.
Honestly, we all do.
He's the best. He really is. Dude, this having him back is so crazy. Like, even just these past 3 weeks, like, I was like, oh my God, like, this is what it's like to have a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend. I'm so in love. Like, I literally, like, it felt so long to me that I, like, forgot things. Like, I think that has to do with, like, object permanence and ADHD, like, whatever's in front of me, just, like, my life. Like, so, like, with him not being there, what was in front of me was, like, work. And so I was just, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, like, obsessing over that and, like, whatever. And then I'm like, oh my God, I want uppies. Like, I just forgot about ooching.
I love that.
And smooching. And it's really great. You have a busy week.
I have a spray tan. I'm going to Palm Springs tomorrow
to shoot something so exciting, and I'm so excited for you. I'm so happy I have no part in it. I hate photo shoots, and I'm realizing that more and more as the days go on. And you're so good at them.
No, like, I just that's can't. First of all, I've done 2 photo shoots my entire life. One was the time I was shooting myself, and one was today.
No, but even just like the Morphe campaign, like how you're like so in an element. Like,
no,
I think
because that like that is so exciting to me. Like, I still feel very like, oh my God, like what a dream.
I agree. Like, it's like, like the tour is so exciting to me and the final image is so exciting to me, but standing there and making like 45 different faces to a camera while like the heels are so high I'm gonna topple over, it's like I can't enjoy the moment. I'm not, as much as I love to surf, I know that I am cosplaying. It is not.
I don't think you're cosplaying. Me. I think it helps that I only have one face to serve. So it's really just like consistency is key. And I don't know. I think it's fun.
And then you have a club appearance. I have a club appearance. Which is so unlike you.
I don't know who I am anymore.
No, you're a bitch in her bag.
I'm trying new things. You know what? I'm back, you know.
Club appearances feel like highway robbery. That's all I know to say, especially my drinking era. It's like, what do you mean you're going to give me this amount of money to just like.
I know, but I arguably am better at everything else in the world than sing.
I think you have to get so drunk. You can't.
I know. That's a whole thing of thinking.
Take
about.
Mushrooms.
I might have to. But then it's like, okay, at what point am I like, okay, now I have to abuse something else? Like, no, that's.
No, I know, but I can't. Club appearances sober. Well, no.
Well, I still love club appearances, actually. Because it's like, I mean, you know, people, like, I'm just excited.
Yeah, and like, I feel like even just my favorite thing is when all else fails, you start pouring champagne into mouths, okay? Get the bottles lined up. That's
I've
like.
I've seen you blind some bitches before. I'm not kidding.
I forgot about
Jenna had like a club appearance stint. Like, remember when we did like a few in a row there?
I kind of miss it.
It was fun. And that's what I think what's like kind of off to me about it is that you're not coming.
Yeah, I wish I was.
So it makes me like, wait, are you guys sure? First of all. And second of all, I mean, I'm bringing BB, so it's not like I'm just like raw dogging it, but.
You and BB you'll immediately fall into harnessing that same energy that we have with BB. I do like understand why you had her at like gunpoint to go, because doing a club appearance alone is brutal.
It's so hard. Like me thinking everyone should just drop their lives for me, but to find a friend to come with me to Chicago was like nearly impossible. I was like,
I think
on.
It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's literally on Valentine's Day, so that could be it.
So then what?
It's so funny. She's literally calling me. Wait, actually, but, hold on really quick. Did you kiss Aaron last night?
Oh, shit.
Boy, I'm so dead. Well, no, first of all, Aaron kissed me. And he kissed me on the cheek, so
okay.
It doesn't count.
Aww.
Okay, wait, I'm filming.
He's a pussy.
Aw, no,
he's
not.
Yeah, BB wanted it, honestly.
I know, she's been, she does this every night. Okay, I love you. I'm filming. I'll call you after.
You know what I love too about, I just wish you were there so bad yesterday, because it is like seeing so many people I work with like doing keg stands. Like, it's so fun to like see people like completely just like not in the work.
Loose.
You know, we have a very loose work environment as is, but like one of McCullough's friends brought a keg yesterday, and in my head I was like, okay, like they're gonna do their keg stands, whatever. And it ended up being the biggest hit of the party. Like, we almost
if
had
I
Ash's
a
mom
keg stand,
in
I
a keg
changed
stand.
My flight.
Like, it was so funny, like watching everyone chant and everyone go upside down and like do fucking keg stands in the new house. Like, it was just like, it was so funny to see everyone like out of their work environment.
Do it again. What do we have coming up that's not the Super Bowl?
Well, I think my new thing is having Cabo at home. Like, I realized yesterday, I really did get the perfect house for entertaining. I've never had, like, a yard and, like, an outdoor grill and, like, just that type of, like, indoor-outdoor massive backyard living. And I'm so excited to quite literally, like, have the iguanas at the house and, like, just... And I you're going to hate this word I'm about to say. Are you ready?
No.
I'm excited to throw dagers.
I don't mind dager.
You don't mind dager?
I don't mind dager.
I'm excited to have dagers. I think I'm...
As long as you don't say darty. Don't ever say darty to me.
I don't like darty. You're right. I've been realizing how much I don't like partying these days. And I think I'm realizing I don't like it because it's at night. Like, yesterday I was on such a vibe, like, so having food and, like... You know what I mean? Pigs in a blanket. Like, just...
Yeah, so a barbecue.
Yes, like that's... You know what I mean? A dartycue. I'm excited.
It could just be a barbecue. Like, it doesn't have... No one has to party.
But I want a keg. I want... I think my new thing... I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to continue to do that.
That is so exciting. And you know what's going to be more exciting than that is having, like, boys. Like, having kids and having, like, 12-year-old boys and their whole little team comes over.
Oh, I am so boy mom. I already know that. But at the same time, I don't know. Lately, I've been spending so much time with Malibu Barbie. And, like, it's so... There's something... She doesn't, like, give everyone the time of day always. And she really gives me the time of day. And there is something about, like...
Remind her of Trish.
I wonder. I do. Because, like, it'll be a room full of people. And she'll, like, smile and run to me. Or she'll be crying and then see me and stop. Like, oh!
And, you, like, know what they say.
But...
The blonde always attracts everyone in the room.
It is just, like, so cute. She, like, comes running to me and, like, just makeup, and she loves my jewelry and stuff. And then I'm like, wait, maybe I am a girl mom. Because, like, it's
so fun. You'll
be
whatever mom, like that you, like, you're supposed to be. You know what I mean? Like, everyone always thinks, like, oh, my God, I want a boy so bad. And then they'll have a girl and they'll be like, oh, my God, I'm so grateful.
Yeah, I think I want a bunch of kids, honestly. Like, I want to enter my Kris Jenner era.
I want girls, though.
Yeah.
I always used to want boys, but that was a pick me thing.
Boys seem, like, obviously easier.
I don't know, though, because I have a girl right now and a boy, and I know they're cats, but I don't care.
Mouse,
I can tell. Like, you can literally tell. But what's interesting about it, and I think about this all the time, it's like knowing he's a boy makes me parent him differently. Like, everything he does, I view differently. Like, if Murphy's, like, scratching the couch, I'm like, oh, Murph, stop. And if he's scratching the couch, I'm like, stop.
You know what I just thought about is with raising a boy, you almost have to ensure that you're protecting the world from him.
Yeah.
But with a girl, you're raising her to, like,
be afraid of the boys,
to, like, protect her from the world.
Yeah.
And, like, that's obviously much harder, but I don't know. I think a girl would be more healing. Like, even just seeing with Trisha, like, it's got to be so healing to, like, you know what I mean? Just, like, protect your girl from the world and all of the things. I've been seeing so many of these TikToks. Have you seen this? It might have just made it to Reels, so you might have seen it. where people are talking about getting coffee with their younger selves.
Oh, no.
And it's, oh, my God, it's, like, it's brutal. Like, just the way it's been making me think. It's, like someone will say, like, I got coffee with my younger self and, like, she showed up an hour early and, like, I was just on time. Like, she got a frappuccino and I got a this and I got a whatever.
No, honestly, don't tell me about it. I'll literally cry.
I know. And, like, obviously you always think about meeting up with your younger self, but there's something about giving it a scenario. Like, I really was laying there thinking, like, what? I know. No, this had me up until 5 a.m. and click-clacking away at my book because it really provoked all these thoughts. Because it's one thing to think about just seeing your younger self, but if you actually put it down, like, situationally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To, like, what she'd be wearing and ordering and how you guys would show up and how you both would be acting and stuff. It's had me just thinking so much, and it is just, like, so wild. You know what I mean? I always, like, even just thinking about my younger self, like, ugh. The things that you'd want to tell her and the things.
I literally don't want that to make it to Reels. I can't handle it. You're talking about it and I'm intentionally not listening to you.
Because it's
like literally making me sad.
No, I know. I was thinking about how much my younger self would be trying to make me like her.
Aww.
And it made me so sad to think about, like, how much of my life.
Literally stop.
I know. No, it's brutal. It had me up, like, the other night for so long. Even just this industry and stuff, like, oh, you know what I mean? Conditioned me personally to think I wasn't enough, or that I almost had to prove myself 10 times harder because of, like,
Are you trying to kill me?
I know. It's. I just feel like we don't go existential on Canceled enough, and I've been like seeing this trend everywhere.
Everything.
If you could tell your younger self a few things over coffee, what would you tell her?
I would literally should first of all throw up because like how fun is our life?
Yeah.
But even I just can't think about it hard because it like, actually makes me sick.
Because I know there's so many things too where I wish I could almost take from that girl. Like it's like,
stop.
it's crazy. It is just like interesting. Financials would definitely be a huge one though. You know, it's like you don't need the Dior parka.
I would say, I don't know what I would say.
I think my main thing would just be to
ruin my day.
it's a brutal thought. It really is a brutal thought. But I just think, I don't know. I think we all need to give ourselves so much grace. I think that's my number one advice to like girls in their early 20s. It's just like we're so hard on ourselves.
I know.
We think
that trend when you like show the younger photo and you're like, when you're being mean, you're talking to her.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I know. It is like
that photo of you in the Christmas outfit with the forehead. Don't talk to me. I love
that picture. Especially as women in our like early teens and early 20s, we are just like so conditioned to think we're not doing enough, we're not being enough, we're not saying enough, we're not dating enough, we're not wearing the right things, we're not whatever. And like looking back, it's so sad because it's not until your frontal lobe develops that you start to become, or at least me, more comfortable with who you are. Like, you know, you're like trying so hard to be something.
Yeah.
And it's like, just make those mistakes, wear those things, like give yourself the grace. Be unapologetically yourself, and who gives a fuck what people think? It's so wild.
Sad. Like you literally ruined my day.
You know what's funny too is the trend made me so sad, right? Like, and there are so many girls out there who are just posting it like, you know, like we were both on time and she got a frappuccino and I got a hot tea. Like, everyone. It was like a
lighthearted thing. You could have told me that.
Well, no, but it wasn't for me.
I wouldn't be sobbing.
It wasn't for me though.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? And I don't know what that is. Like, why do you think that when we think about meeting up with our younger selves, it makes us so emotional?
I don't know. I like low-key think I'm like, I feel like you at the party last night. I'm like, don't ask me that.
I'm trying to bring deep canceled back.
I know, but can we do it tomorrow?
Yes, we can. But I think that we should be having more conversations like this and less conversations.
Too, I think I'm like already in a phase.
What, where you're more emotional?
Yeah. Like, wait, first of all, can we get a close up?
I don't know. It's also writing this godforsaken book. So this is all I have to think about.
Yeah. I get so emotional about like being younger.
Why?
I don't know.
I want to know. Because me too. But I think the world just like robbed me of a lot of my youth. So like as I get older, it's like sad. Like even just thinking about me at 16, I like had to be 20. And I didn't have the tools. And that's sad. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I literally can't even think about it anymore. I'll return to you next week with my answer. No, I'm kidding. I'm getting sick thinking about it.
I think this was good. And... No, because I think that
I don't even know why I'm like sobbing.
No, it's that sad. It kept me up the other night.
Any faces because I just got so much Botox.
It kept me up for hours the other night. It is that deep. We don't always have to go that, but I think that less shitting and farting 2025, more introspective conversations.
I know, and I see the comments now like, Tana was trying to get deep and broke one name and ladder.
But it's okay to also set a boundary. You set your boundary. You said not today.
Okay. I feel like you had way too many takeaways from last night's conversation and you're using them on me now.
No, my only takeaway from that was that my friend has got to go back on Hinge, back to the drawing board. That one's not making it to the finals.
I think.
Should we move on to the Patreon? Oh, well, what were you going to say?
Today. No, like literally no. Why would you do that? I thought we were gonna get out of here.
You also used to always cry on Canceled. Like, this is good.
Oh. Buy the Yap merch.
Yap merch coming soon. Yap hopefully coming soon. And
We love you guys so very much. And we will talk to you guys very soon. And honestly, international tour dates are dropping soon. And that's really exciting.
That is exciting. And I would tell my younger self that.
Bye, guys. We love you.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.